And this tastes like rubbing alcohol mixed with cheap candy. Who even drinks this? This body freaking blows. I just came here for to get drunk. Which is okay, I am drunk, but the liquor still sucks. I just have low standards. But I can't even head out of here because there's a designated driver for the five of us. Why? It's like an hour long walk back to my apartment too, and I would probably misstep and get hit by a truck or something. Sober up. This place has an upstairs, doesn't it? Is it weird to just go there without the host permission? Probably. It's not like I'm going to steal anything. I mean, unless it's really expensive, then I might. Okay. One foot at a time. Right. I'm definitely hallucinating. That's a ghost sitting on the hallway. Or hey. Sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. I can just take this room over here. You can stay where you are. Wait, have I seen you before? Okay, I might be super drunk, but your face, yeah, it looks familiar. Wait. Are you you are are you the guy you were hooked up with in the tattoo shop one time? Oh shoot. You totally. It's been, what? I don't even know. My brain isn't working right now. But feels that that's who treating you well. This is good. What are you doing upstairs in a party alone? I mean, you don't exactly strike me as a party animal type. When I met you, but you don't look like you're just not having a good time. So, what's up? You came out with your girlfriend, but she is dancing with another guy. Wait. Is she the one wearing the... What is it? The white. See, I guessed it. She is so annoying. Literally, as soon as she walked in, I wanted to slap her. I mean, no offense. Or not, I mean. She's basically cheating on you. Actually, though, I'm sorry. That's really messed up of her. Some people are just like that, I guess. I have an ex who cheated on me, and it isn't the best feeling. Yeah, I know. You hate the other person, but at the same time, you have to wonder whether or not it's your fault. I am not sober enough for this conversation. But, you know, I've had a lot of sleepless nights going over that relationship and wondering if I could do things differently. Maybe I could have made him stay if I had a different hairstyle, or if I had a different job, or if I talked to something, right? But you know what I realized after a long time? It isn't worth it. It's not worth thinking about people who don't appreciate you for who you are, and not worth your time. Well, there was nothing I could have done to make him stay, and that's fine. Because if he didn't want me, then he didn't deserve me to start with, you know? Look at me, I'm lecturing you. When you're having a hard time, but I think you should really hear this. You're like a total catch. I was honestly kicking myself for not asking for your number that day. Because I wanted to see you again. And not just to hook up, but I don't know. You know? Sorry. I feel like I'm rambling. It's probably just the alcohol, because I usually don't pour my heart out like this. But that's just how I feel. You good? Yeah. Just need some time. I hear you. If you don't mind. Some water. I haven't drank it yet, so you're welcome. Your hair is a little messed up, you know. Do you want me to fix it for you? I know. Not a hairstylist, but they're kind of adjacent. At least I like to think so. Yeah, I watch a bunch of hairstyling videos on YouTube. And that's super cool. Anyway. Move a few strands like this. And then go like this. Perfect. You look like a hair model now. Go me. Yeah, you should start a salon or something. Make the studio a 2-in-1. Would you visit me? Okay, sorry. Losing focus. Well, how do you feel? Oh, better. Good. Well, see, you had this handsome, confident guy in there all along. He was just, well, I don't know, taking a nap. Not good at analogies. what are you gonna do now? Well, I mean, now, you know, now that you've got your mojo back, well, now that I've given it back to you, no, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just asking you a simple question, I promise. Okay, fine. I am suggesting something. Do you wanna get her back? I mean, come on, you can't just sit up here all night. Or, you know, just leave. You have to show her that you're with her, aren't you? Yeah. That's the story. Help you. Well, how do you think? She wants to dance with someone else. That's totally fine. Two can play that game. Well, I guess four. How about we go down there and act like she doesn't? We'll have a good time and act like, you know, a couple, if you want to see it that way. Are you down? Okay, come on, let's go. Yeah, I did say that we're acting like a couple, but we are not locking arms. That is so lame. Don't give me that look. You know what? Why don't you actually grab behind me? That'll send a real message. Besides, you know, it's not like we just met. I mean, we literally Yeah. Like that. Well, are you ready to let's go. Now, where is that cheating bit? Oh, there she is. A few drinks and a little dancing, and she's well, you deserve better than her. Like, for real. Someone who has better hair and better eyes, better tattoos. Oh, just kidding. Looks like all the cheap liquor is out. I kinda wanted more, actually. You're right. It's probably for the best. still have some. Only a punch through it. That's my childhood favorite right there. Hold on. I think I have a cool idea. Here, let me pull you a cup. Now you are, my darling. Now. Good. Did you see her? She was so mad she couldn't even think of what to say to me. Hopefully she learns her lesson. Trust me, I've got on red covering in my clothes before and it does not. I wasn't lying about those boots. I've seen them when I did a little online window shopping. Let's just say that little accident is gonna make a big, big dent in her wallet. Hey. Yeah. I did have to stick up for you. Like I said, you don't deserve to be treated like that. Justice had to be served. And served it was. I know. Where have I been all your life, right? But not in a shallow way, like in a real passionate way. Do you actually want to go upstairs and make out? Yeah, I do.